This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm really torn on it because I just can't overlook. I don't know. I think I've gotten to the point where I feel like I'm the only unbiased person left in America on Shador Sanders. I feel like people have a bias because of the hype coming out of Colorado and playing for the Deion stuff. And by the way, bias either way. I don't mean you, because you have a face that
You're like, I have no agenda here either.
But you understand, I've been swimming upstream from day one with Peter Lynn about Shador Sanders.
Why is that my problem?
I know that's a fair point and a good retort. My point was, I was thinking about everybody else. I think I should say we. We.
Thank you.
There we go. God, you really do make everything all about you. I'm starting to see why you're single, all right? Because
I got news for people.
However, there just seem to be so many bad narratives, either for or against Shador. And I continue to come back to, do I think he can be a franchise quarterback? Do other people really think he can be a franchise quarterback? And does he have a special trait? And I just don't know how, if, again, like people have said, he's okay, he's very accurate. You heard Tyler also say, it really doesn't push the ball down the field very crisply. And if you look at their offense, they're what, I don't want to say check down, because their offense was a lot of him getting the ball and having to run around and, you know, buy some time. I don't see it. I just don't. I don't see the elite trait that I need to see from you if I'm going to make you the number two pick in the draft.
I watched early in the season when Colorado was constantly featured in those national games. I watched those games, and I just wasn't blown away by Shador. Now, my thoughts after watching him play, I thought the kid was tough. I thought that he, showed ability to make something out of nothing. But I also thought, the arm, not that great. Not that blown away. So, like, it's interesting going into this process based on just what I saw live sitting on my couch, watching on my TV, that it's interesting hearing the folks that cover him, the folks that do the deep dive scouting into these guys going into the draft process and through it, that their thoughts on Shador are the exact same thoughts I had sitting on my couch in my living room.
Mm-hmm.
So either I really do know what I'm seeing, or...
Wait. Did you just turn? I was with you the whole journey there. Was that about a 60-second soliloquy there?
Yeah.
Was that just for you to then say, I must be right on this?
Yes, that's exactly what I was going for.
How have I made it 5 hours with you today?
I don't know.
And here's why. Everything I've heard confirms that I might. Like, okay. All right, mister.
But you understand what I'm saying. Like, my as you might call it, bias, my opinion on just what I saw from him, just all the experts seem to be validating what I thought I saw. And I've not even gone over the deep end and gotten to the point where I'm just going to sit in front of a computer and, you know, watch these quarterbacks for a few hours at a time each day. I haven't even gotten to that point.
I think we should be talking more about Cam Ward. And I'm not even sold on Cam Ward.
I think Cam Ward's going on, and maybe that's why we're not talking about him, because I feel like that we and not you and me, but just in general, the media.
The royal we, as it were.
Right. The royal we have just already decided that Cam Ward's going to be the number one pick in the draft.
Whether
it's the Titans making the pick or the Titans trading out of the pick to give it to somebody else to make that selection. But I just feel like he's the default number one pick in the draft.
I think he's a forgotten man. I don't think people are talking, because it's funny if you said, and I've tried to get this, Peterlin won't let me get it in. Every time that I try.
Go ahead.
Well, you're very
generous. The floor is yours.
Very, very generous. When we've had conversations about Shador and Cam, I think Shador is far more likely to fall because he doesn't have a special trait, and because the thing that drives movement atop the draft is ceiling and the perception of your ceiling. And that doesn't mean just... If people think he's going to be the 12th best quarterback, and they're like I think that's his ceiling, and I don't know he can consistently be there. It doesn't mean he will. He could be better than that. But you look at things like athleticism, you look at things like arm strength, you look at a lot of the things that go into it, and he's lacking in so many areas, it's tough to see it kind of working. Like, I think some of the hype with Shador is driven by the hype machine that comes with Deion.
Right.
And I think Cam Ward is almost getting swallowed up with that. I do. I think if we talk about who has the higher ceiling, I think it's Cam Ward. And again, I don't love Cam Ward as a quarterback. I'm probably more comfortable with Cam than I am with Shador, because he's a little bit bigger. I do think he's got a heck of an arm, and I think he's a playmaker. Like, I think the problem with Cam Ward is it's another situation of you're fitting a Ferrari into a spot for a Honda Civic, because I think Kevin loves Honda Civics. Kevin loves cars that'll get you from point A to point B, but at some point they're not going to take you on a 90-mile-an-hour trip off the one interstate, right? Like, I think Kevin does like, hey, this is your job. This is your first read. This is your second read. He loves on-scheduled throws.
Yep.
I think that's when he's best as a head coach. I think it's why him and Baker didn't work out, on top of all the other dynamics.
And it's why him and Joe Flacco really did work out.
And it's why I think Kirk Cousins, in the end, probably makes as much sense for this thing going forward as anybody. Danny Dimes, too. I think that's what they're going to do. They'll do what Kevin wants. I don't think Cam will. I think Cam is a guy who I think you're going to have to coach some bad habits out of that, and I don't know Kevin's the guy to do it. But I do think, I'm going to go back to it. I think if there's a quarterback more likely to fall, from the pure, like, draftability standpoint, it should be Shador. Maybe the hype pushes him top two or number one. I don't know. But for me, Cam, if you're taking somebody in the top 10, I need somebody who I can look at and go, I don't know what's going to happen, but 5 years from now, you're going to be the best. You have the best chance to be the best quarterback in this draft.
As you say all that, I am sitting here thinking about, why on earth did they give Kevin Stefanski to Deshaun Watson? Because you pretty much describe Deshaun's game.
Mm-hmm.
He is not an on-schedule guy. He is, you know, when things are upside down, he goes. Like,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It just amplifies for me what a disastrous move that was.
Yeah. Well,
because you, like, and this is another example of the Cleveland Browns organizationally setting up people that they invest in and they hire to fail.
I'd agree. Yeah, I mean, if it was about Deshaun 3 years ago, you would have built the souped-up offense
right.
In the spread, not last year as a last-ditch effort.
Right, and I don't mean to make this about Deshaun, but...
Oh, no, it all kind of goes back there.
Because
that is the lesson. That is at the core of...
But they don't learn the lesson. That's the thing.
That, to me, drafting Shador at 2 would be a case of not learning your lesson. Now, in this case... The lesson is not, well, Shador fits the system. No, and by the way, Shador holds the ball really long. He might be able to do all the other stuff in the system. If he doesn't get the ball out on 2.5 to the scheduled receiver...
He's going
to
be in trouble.
He's going to be in trouble. And he's going to be in trouble with the receiver and the receiver's dad and Kevin Stefanski and probably Paul DePodesta, even though he'll be in San Diego. Maybe Kevin Ronayne. That dog won't hunt, I'll tell you right now. But specific to, like, the lesson here is, the real lesson with Deshaun is just don't force it.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I worry about with Shador of he might end up being a fine NFL quarterback. But do you owe it to yourself to do better than fine with a number 2 pick? You can get fine anywhere. You want fine? I'll give you... Matt Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, Daniel Jones had a season where he was fine. I can get you fine. Fine is in abundance in the NFL. Baker was available 2 years ago
fine,
for free.
But fine is why you moved on from Baker.
Sam Darnold was available this last year. Fine. Actually, he was booty cheeks and turned into fine in Minnesota. I can find you fine. Aim higher that high in the draft. Even if there isn't a Myles Garrett, there might be a Sheldon Richardson. Which is a comp I hate for Mason Garrett. I think he's better than that. Sheldon's a very nice player, just not worth a top 5 pick. But still, and by the way, I think there are plenty of good quarterbacks. I went down a different rabbit hole. But no, you just aim a little higher with a number 2 pick. And acting, I think what I've started here, people do, well, it's just the number 2 pick. Guys, good organizations don't waste number 2 picks on irrelevant things like, well, you need a quarterback. Okay, that's not the question at 2. The question at 2 is, Cam Ward or Shador, franchise quarterbacks. The only guy that I can truly see being that is Cam Ward. The problem is he comes with a floor that is lower than Blake Bortles. I think I just sunk. The greater point is, I don't think we've had the right discourse on Cam Ward yet. And a lot of it is the nonsense that comes with Shador. And when I say nonsense, I just mean the hype with Shador. Let's go with Nelson in Avon Lake. What's up, buddy?
What's up, boys?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, same to you. Did you get a card?
We got each other a house.
Congratulations, big guy.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
That's very exciting. The girls are going to see it later tonight. Very excited.
Very nice. That's awesome. Congratulations. Well deserved.
Thank you so much.
Just three quick points. Number one, I like me some Danny Dimes. I think he can win us at least six games next year, right?
I think definitely at least four.
Yeah, at least four. I mean, that's an improvement. Do you buy, I guess, Daryl, a question for Daryl. Do you buy the argument that the Browns are pushing Shador because they want to, you know, entice others to come up, someone that really wants them, like the Giants or the Raiders? Do you think there's truth to that? And then last thing, and I'll let you go, boys. I'm psyched about the All-Star game, man. I'm normally not excited about NBA All-Star, but I'm psyched this year. I'm so happy that our boys made it. Thanks, guys.
You're the best, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the show.
Would you like to answer his question?
Thanks for listening to the show.
He didn't give you an opportunity in the moment. He's like, I had a question for you, and then completely went into the NBA All-Star break.
I was about to answer it for him.
Is it bad that now I don't remember what his question was? Because it was kind of a, he kind of leapfrogged in
the
my
smoke
mind.
Screen. It was the smokescreen thing. Do I believe that it's a smokescreen? Which I believe I said a few times on the show today that I do believe that there is a smokescreen here.
Now, could it be a smokescreen for Cam Ward? Ah?
I see what you did there.
216-474-0092. Matt, Abner, Cool Ray, you guys stick there. Should we be talking more about Cam Ward? If we're going to make the right decision, we shouldn't just look at one of the quarterbacks. We should look at both of the quarterbacks. And in case we missed it, to round out the show, next on 92.3 The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.